Hey, Stu.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good, bud. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Where are we nowadays?
We are at Tactical Fitness Report with Stu Smith, number 42.
All right. Okay.
42 since we've been doing these,
All
Stu.
right. All right. That works.
This one is the best 20-minute workouts. So you and I have talked about this for many, many years, is how can you maximize what you need to get done if you only have 10, 15, 20 minutes to do it, and fitting it in. And you were just mentioning me something about how we do these podcasts on Sunday morning.
Yeah, we, due to time and availability, getting together, sometimes you just have to, if it's a priority, you have to fit it in where it fits in. And for you and me with this podcast, it's early Sunday morning. Everybody's asleep in my house, and there's no other conflicts that are occurring right now. So you and I get this thing done, and we've done it several times now. It's fun. It's something that we enjoy. And that's the way it should be. Fitness should be something that you eventually enjoy. when you first start off, it may not be that way. And it really kind of depends on your fitness level too, because 20 minutes may be your entire workout. It may be all you need at this point because you were a beginner and just need to get started. There's no need to do a 90-minute, 2-hour workout if you're a beginning, fitness buff. So sometimes the fitness, for 20 minutes can apply to an entire workout. Sometimes if you're fairly intermediate or advanced, those 20 minutes need to be a little more intense, if you want a hard workout, or it can be just the opposite. It can be real easy, cool down, relaxing, stress relieving workout of stretching and foam rolling and some mild cardio or something like that, if you just need to kind of unwind at the end of the day and just relax. So there's a lot of uses for this 20-minute workout. It's not just, hey, how much can I get done in 20 minutes, which we can discuss, but it's also it's a great beginner tool, and it's also a great stress relieving tool.
All right, Stu. So for those folks that are listening, and I think you've told me that we have more folks listening than watching. You've
Yes.
got to tell us all about the hat.
Oh, yeah. My
There you go.
Navy Junior ROTC hat. Yeah, this is a high school ROTC unit that I was invited to give a boot camp style workout program for 3 days in a row. And I was just an hour portion of their first morning workout. So he was actually a student of mine in the 90s who is now retired from the Navy, which, makes you feel a little old when your students are retiring from naval service. And now he took over this high school. He's a teacher. Now he took over this high school ROTC program. So he invited me over to do this. He just lives down the street. So I did, and he gave me this hat. And so here's how I took it seriously. I took this job very seriously because these are ninth graders. Most of them were ninth graders who had never worked out with a military style fitness program before. So I was their first introduction to any military style PT. And they weren't hard workouts. I mean, very similar to what we're kind of discussing today is that we just stretched, an hour's worth of activities. Really, it's just a 20-minute workout that we just stretched into an hour because, these guys were beginners and they also need to learn a few of the other idiosyncrasies of military PT, like standing at attention and counting and all that stuff. So there's some education in that part as well. But no, it was fun. I'm honored to be the first guy to ever military PT them. So
That's awesome, buddy.
yeah, it
That's
was cool.
awesome. All right, 20-minute workouts. This was a question. I only have 20 to 30 minutes a day to exercise. What can I do in that amount of time? And you have developed over the years a number of these 20-minute segments, Stu. So let's start with the concept of supersets.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'll put links to these because I have several articles on quick 20 to 30 minute workout ideas for you. I'll put those links in the description below. And I'll even pull one up and show you my method to the madness that I use to create some of these, whether it's a 20-minute circuit or it's a superset, like you said. So the superset's real easy. It, you know, like the superset, push-up ab superset, you know, and you can add many exercises in this. You can replace push-ups with squats and do some form of ab. You can mix a push-pull exercise in there. So maybe a pull-up or a row mixed with push-ups and dips. You know, you can just replace whatever that's in here with it. And so basically the way a superset type works is you pick two exercises and you just kind of go through them really fast. So what I do with push-ups and abs, for instance, so it's a push and ab workout, 10 push-ups, roll over, 10 crunches, roll over, 10 wide push-ups, roll over, 10 reverse crunches, and then roll over, 10 tricep push-ups, or five. This starts to get pretty tough because now you're up to 25 to 30 push-ups within a minute of each other. And then you roll back over and do another form of maybe a double crunch or left-right crunch, or you can even hold it for a plank pose if you want to balance out the core a little bit. And then you try to do that all within a two-minute segment. So all that takes probably, if you're moving fast, probably around maybe a minute, 20 minute, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you got that 30 seconds is your rest, right? And then you do it again, right? And you just, it's kind of repetitive. It's, you know, and you, if you can do it 5-10 times, you're looking at 10 to 20 minute workout right there. And it's a tough one. I mean, you're going to start failing.
Yeah. Well, what's good about that, Stu, is first of all, those, for anybody that hasn't done it with a clock, try it with a clock. That itself, putting the discipline of the quickness and then doing that with the clock where you take a minute and a half to do all this cycle and then you have some time to rest, or when you're starting to slow down, you don't have any time at all.
Right.
That puts an extra method of intensity in there. For yeah,
and,
sure.
And the term rest with crunches. comes into play with this one. Really yeah. quickly, because you can build up. I mean, what is that? If you do 10 rounds of that, that's 300 push-ups and 300 core 300 exercises. Crunches, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's, and you do that in 20 minutes, and that's, you'll feel the pump. You know, if it's your push and then core day, that's a good one. You know, and like I said, a 20-minute workout, a 20-minute run is a classic. You know, you can go for a 20-minute run and actually get something out of it. You know, you can,
so talk about that for a sec, Stu, because one of the workouts that you talk about in 20 minutes is you do the run, but you stop and do exercises in between. It's almost like a mini Spartan. So right. describe that kind. And when I say Spartan, I'm not talking about the Spartan races.
300, yeah, day.
This is historic Spartan.
Yeah, run. This is we used to call the Spartan run. But long before there was the Spartan 300 or the Spartan races and all that stuff. We used to call the Spartan run, where you would run a quarter mile to a half mile maybe, and then stop and do a series of exercises for about 1 to 2 minutes. You know, that may be if you're at a pull-up bar, you do pull-up, push-ups, abs. If you don't, you do squats and lunges, or you can do push-ups, you know, just a big set of push-ups, you know, for that amount of time, and then you just keep going. So, you know, like the Indian run where you just run with a group of people and the last guy runs to the front, sprints to the front. You know, that's the Indian run. And then you got the Spartan run where you're actually just stopping and doing a big group of, you know, you run for a little bit, you stop for a couple minutes and do PT. And just do that over and over again. And you can do it on treadmill, hop on and off, or you can do it outside. And as long as you just have a little place of grass to do your push-ups, you know, it works out pretty well. So.
Yeah, and it's it really does work well when you're, especially if you're trying to get yourself back where you can just, then you can get a little bit of running in and you can get some time for push-ups and squats or abs and or abs in that process. You know, Stu, I do them out in Arizona. I think I mentioned to you that I like to do it when I'm out hiking. Some people think I'm nuts out there. I stop to get, and I get down to do push-ups, and they think I'm, I mean, just look at me, right? They think I'm having a heart attack. So they're going, "You okay, bud?"
Yeah, you know, I've had a few strange looks in my time. Swim PT, or
yeah, swim PT, right?
Swim PT is a nut. You know, people think you're nuts hopping out of your lane to go do push-ups and abs on the pool deck in between sets. That's another great 20-minute workout.
Oh man, yeah.
You know, if you have a pool, where especially if you have a pool in your backyard, and you just do a couple laps, hop out, a couple minutes worth of push-ups, and you've got a dip bar. You know, I like what you have. You have the pull-up bar, dip bar on the pool deck as well. That's awesome. You know, we have a pull-up bar and dip bar as well on ours, and it just adds to the fun.
Oh man, does it ever. And then anybody that hasn't done that, when they first start doing swim PT, they realize that swimming is your friend.
Yeah.
That you can't wait to hit the water after you've been out of the water for a while doing dips.
Yeah, but then after several sets, it almost flips.
It does.
Because now my arms aren't working to swim. You know, it's like, oh, I gotta get my arms over my head. You know, so yeah, that you can really work yourself into a good workout in 20 to 30 minutes. And the reason why I like the swim PT one so much is because, especially during lunch, that's a good one, is that, you know, I'm not leaving there like drenched in sweat. And, yeah, you know, there's always a locker room and a shower that you can clean up and, you know, get back into work and feel somewhat refreshed instead of feeling, you know, kind of dragging after lunch and doing this while you're at your desk.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to stay awake. It does wake you up again. So
it does. Describe a swim PT, Stu, a 20-minute swim PT, so people get an idea that don't have an idea of what this is.
Yeah, swim PT, and I'll send, once again, I'll put a link to an article in there about it, but it's maybe swim 100 yards, or if you have a smaller pool, just set a number, 3 or 4 laps, 5 or 6 laps, you know, whatever, you know, something that takes about maybe 1.5 to 2 minutes. And then hop out and do the same on land. So now you got 1 to 2 minutes worth of, or you can do it this way. However long it took you to swim, that's how long you have to do push-ups and sit-ups, or push-ups and some form of ab on the pool deck. So you just keep time. And, you know, I have always found this, is that the watch, when you don't have a workout partner, your watch can be a really good workout partner for you. You know, it's almost, you know, like it's holding you to a time, it's holding you to a standard, and you know, it's practically yelling at you if you set your timer right.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to say, "Boop, get back in a pool." You know, so you do that 10 times, you know, you've given yourself, or 5 to 10 times, depending on, you know, if you're holding it a minute and a half, that's 3 minutes. You know, you do that, you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 times, you're still under 30 minutes of doing these workouts. So, and it's a classic. I mean, it's a full body, your lungs are opening up and your heart's getting pumping, and you're also working your arms and, you know, from, and core from doing those exercises.
You know, Stu, and if you're having to, if you're starting a process of working out, you know, you've got me on the beginner's program right now, because I'm coming back from this lengthy being off because of the couple of months, because of the treatments I had to go through this summer. And you've said, when you do, always start back as a beginner.
Yeah. Even when it sucks, treat yourself like a beginner, and you'll save yourself from undue injury.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah. No doubt. But one of the things you can do in this 20 minutes, especially if you're a beginner, is this. You have a process where you require people to say, okay, how far did you get? And right. Register how far did you get. So describe that for us.
As far as time?
Yeah, so when, like, you say, when you, in this 20-minute thing, like you right. say, okay, you got 20 minutes. You're in this beginner process.
Yeah. Yeah, so no matter what it is, I like to do this whether it's running or walking or any non-impact cardio. Can be swimming, could be biking, could be elliptical, you know, whatever. And I usually ask two questions, you know, especially if I'm looking for feedback for, you know, creating new workout cycles for them. So I'll put in 20 minutes, how far did you get? And, or how many calories did you burn?
Yeah.
You know, if you can check that on the machine, You know, so one of the two, you know, and in 20 minutes, can you burn, you know, 200 calories? Usually a pretty good indicator that you're moderately putting out. I mean, I've seen some people burn, you know, 300 calories in 20 minutes from harder intensity, and you can do that. You can burn that pretty easily, you know.
You know, and the heart rate monitors, I know you know, I use a Polar, and it keeps track of, you know, an approximation of how many calories you burn. And you got me into watching that carefully not too long ago, maybe 6 months ago. And I find that's pretty much my rule. I mean, I can burn 1,000 calories in 90 minutes. And you have to keep going. You have to go. Cause before I got sick, if I pushed, I could do 1,000 calories in 90 minutes or less.
Right.
But boy, if I didn't push, you'd do 750 or 800. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And once again, it's like a nice little workout partner, you know, especially if you're working out by yourself, you know, it is one of those things that just helps you stay accountable to a method, to a standard. And, you know, those things can help you, you know, and it kind of motivates you a little bit to, you know, maintain what you normally do, you know, even when you don't feel like it.
Well, I mean, Stu, in this beginner workout, obviously I'm doing the abs and all that. So it stretches from what would be 20 minutes to like 45 or 50. I'm still only burning 361. I think yesterday was 361 calories. And I felt like I hadn't done anything.
Right.
But that's an indication that I am taking it easy and I'm not making sure I don't push myself too hard.
That, so, that's a good use of that tool.
Yeah,
hey, absolutely. Let me share something with you. This is one of my favorite 20-minute circuits, and I'm just gonna share my screen with this. This is a military.com article with you. So let me just share my screen here, and I will go to here. Boom. All right, so you should be able to see it here in a second. There you go. You see it yet?
There we go.
Yep. All right. So 20-minute circuit. So. Yep. You remember me talking about the push-pull, leg-full, core, cardio? Pretty much you have about 5 or 6 different elements to make a workout. You got a push exercise, which can be bench press, military, any pushing exercises where you're using your chest, shoulders, and triceps. And you got pulling exercises that are biceps, lats, you know, anything, rows and pull-ups, things like that, depending on what plane you want to be working in. Push, pull, you got legs, obviously, leg machines or squats or lunges, walking up and down steps, push, pull, leg, full body, like full body exercises are really good. Like the multi-joint dumbbell exercises, or you're actually picking up a barbell off the floor and bringing it over your head. You know, that requires your whole body to move. A burpee requires your whole body to move. So push, pull, leg, full, core, any core work. Not just abs, but core, upper back, lower back, abdominals, obliques, and cardio. So push, pull, leg, full, core, cardio. So I try to, this 20-minute workout, I don't get all of those elements in there, but you can see where they could be easily replaced. So here's what I do with this. And you can see it's actually 20 minutes because each one of these adds up to 20 minutes. You see that? Yeah. So. Yeah. Like, for instance, we got bench press, and if you don't have a bench press, you can just do push-ups. Do it for a minute. And the transitions are minimal. So if you take only 10 seconds to do this, you're only going to add about a minute in transitions, you know, with this whole process. And it's broken up in a way to where you're not ever working the same muscle group back-to-back. So you actually are resting you're resting muscle groups, but you're not resting your heart, you know, in this workout. So it's a 20-minute cardio full body workout. So it starts off with bench press for a minute, you go to squats, and then you go to pull downs or pull ups. So there's 3 minutes right there. You just worked your push, your legs, your pull muscles. I mean, theoretically, that's pretty much your full body. You're working, right? And then you got a 3-minute biker jog, right? So this is kind of like this itself could be repeated 3 times if you just wanted to work. Mm-hmm. push, pull, and legs, right? And then you go to the next cycle where it's military press, lunges, bicep curls, and then you go into bike or jog again for 3 minutes.
And the thing you do with the lunges, Stu, you have down 1 minute for each leg.
Yeah, so that added another minute to the minute to the thing. So, so it should come out to 20, 21 minutes, I think, if my math's correct. Once again, it's a push, it's a pull, it's a leg exercise, then you take a 3 minute cardio. And this one, a little bit different. We added some core into this one. So you got tricep extensions, you got leg extension, leg curls, or if you don't like machines, leg machines, or you don't have them, you can do squats and lunges again. But this time add weights to it, you know, with dumbbells in your hands. And then you take a 2 minute sit up, 2 minute crunches, or you could replace one of those with a plank if you wanted to do that, and then stretch. But if you added all that up, you're looking at roughly 20 minutes of exercise in what would be called a full body workout. So that is one of my favorites, and you can really easily do that with if you have a nothing whatsoever but a set of dumbbells, or you have a full weight room and you're just going from one machine to another. Push, pull, legs. And then maybe in between the machines, you do a quick little ab set. Push, pull, legs. Do a set of abs. You know, go find a little cardio machine real quick. And, you know, you can get things done real quick by constantly moving.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. So, Stu, here's my favorite, but I can't do it very well right now.
Okay.
The 100, 200, 300.
Oh, okay. So the 100, 200, 300, like pull up, push up, ab exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much now everything with a 100, 200, 300 in it has been renamed the Murph.
Yeah.
Right. After Michael Murphy. So,
yeah.
Former SEAL, Michael Murphy, one of his favorite workouts or a workout that was named after him was 100 pull ups, 200 push ups, 300 squats.
Yeah.
We've all been doing that long before there was those style of workouts. We've been doing 100 push-ups. Oh, no, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 sit-ups.
Sit-ups, yeah.
Right. And we always balance them out with some plank in there, too. So whatever time that you did, usually what we would do is to top it off was if you did 300 sit-ups, you had to do 300 seconds in plank pose, you know, throughout that workout. So what is that, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So you're looking at 5 minutes of a plank pose spread throughout your workout there. So, yeah, that's a classic. Now, if you can get that done in 20 to 30 minutes, you're an advanced level PT-er, right? And I've seen guys do it. I've seen guys do it in 15 minutes. You know, it's pretty impressive. So that's a good challenging workout. Now, the way the Murph is set up, they run a mile first, then they do the 100, 200, 300 with squats, and then they run another mile. So fast for that would be in the low 30-minute zone. If you can break 30, that's pretty world-class impressive. But, yeah, so anyway, yeah, those 100, 200, 300s are really more geared towards advanced athletes if you want to do them in under 30 minutes, or by all means, you can still do them. It just may take an hour to do
it. And you can extend it because I know at times we've done 1, 2, 3, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 sit-ups. Then you can do, you know, 200 dips and 100 squats. Or you can throw things in there, or 200 squats and 100 dips. And you can do the pyramid up and down to extend it. But the traditional 1, 2, 3, if you're in good shape, being able to pull that off in as few sets as possible is awesome.
Oh, yeah. If you do it in 4 sets, 5 sets, that's really good. I have seen guys do it in 3 sets, which Amazing. Is phenomenal. And that's a 2 minute limit to each to exercise. Each set,
right.
Yeah. To each exercise. So you got 2 minutes to do pull ups, you got 2 minutes to do push ups, 2 minutes to do sit ups. And if you can get that done in 3 sets, I mean, that you're world class to me in my book. So I've only seen probably 2 guys in 30 years do it in 3 sets.
And what you can also do with that one is you can tell what your strength is. because mine is always abs. I can always do the abs in fewer sets than I can ever do the pull-ups and push-ups. I'm then push-ups and last is set. You can see what your weakness is in how many sets it takes you in the 1, 2, 3 per exercise.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you will see that while you do your abs, you can catch your breath and recover. So it's almost, it literally is resting with abs again.
You're not going to give up on that, Stu. Yeah.
Hey man, you know, abs are just a little harder than sleeping.
Yes. As I say, that's always been my case with 100. Right. All right, buddy. So the last one is improving your PFT scores.
Okay.
So you can do that. That's another way of doing the 20 minutes.
Oh yeah. Especially if you're push-up, sit-ups are part of your test. You can definitely do that. I like also adding in a run mm-hmm. in there, or the swim PT version. Yeah. In fact, you can almost do both. You know, maybe if you have to break two workouts up in a day, you know, maybe do a run PT workout with like a Spartan, you know, where you do pull-up, push-up, sit-ups, run, pull-up, push-up, sit-ups, run for 20 minutes. How far do you get? How many reps do you get?
Exactly.
And then go into lunch, get your swim PT of the same exercise that day if you want to get a second workout in, and push it that way as well. So, that, like I said, that's a little more on the advanced level, you know, but either one of those by themselves is a great maintenance for the advanced guy or good intermediate level style workout, definitely.
That's awesome, Stu. So tell us, what's going on down in Severna Park? Do you have any interesting stuff going on here in September for people to come?
You know what? I think our next big event will be, and we always have stuff going on in Severna Park here, you know, Monday through Saturday, we do free workouts in Severna Park, Maryland at the community center. These are for anybody who wants to serve, military, law enforcement, firefighter. Get a lot of high school kids, some college, you know, post-college kids in there too. So it's a good range of ages and abilities. And we'll probably do another Spec Ops triathlon in October. Just trying to pick out the exact date. It usually depends on when Navy is not playing, because that way we can get a whole lot of midshipmen over here and we just crush a hard workout over here. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All going well, Tom.
Well, Tactical Fitness Report with Stu Smith, number 42, the best 20-minute workouts you can do.
All right.
All right. Later, pal.
Cool, Tom. Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome.